When we think about the Isser Melacha, the restriction on activity that is prohibited on Shabbos, we could think about it in one of two ways. Is the Isser Melacha, is it an objective standard? Is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants there not to be any activity, any work, any creative labor happening on Shabbos? Or is it subjective? Is it a din in the gavra, in the person? One way to think about this chakira, an awesome frame for this, is the question that appears in Ibuki Yosef and Bava Kama in the context of Eish, of a person who damages through the reckless, careless, loose fire that escapes their property and burns something in their neighbor. So the Gemara has a shaila, machlokas and amoran, is isho, is a person's fire, mishum chitzav, is it an extension of them like an arrow, or is it mishum amono, or is it like their property were to damage, like my dog went to the next door neighbor and ate up their vegetable patch. So the Nebuki Yosef asks Akasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Isho Mishum Chitzav, that the person's fire is the extension of their arrow. So how could a person light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos if the light burns into Shabbos? If the concept of Eish Mishum Chitz is that I am consistently doing that action, it's almost like similar to Adam Amazik, then it's like I'm constantly lighting the Shabbos candles into Shabbos. The Nebuki Yosef gives an answer to this question, and Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, gives an answer. And these two answers reflect different approaches to this overall question. The Nebuki Yosef says, no, you know why it's not a problem to light Shabbos candles on Friday afternoon? Because Ish Mishum Chitzo means everything is front-loaded. When the person does the action of lighting the fire, at that point, it is considered that all the consequences will have already occurred. It's all front-loaded to the first Maisa. As opposed to when, according to Rav Soloveitchik, when Rav Soloveitchik looks at this question, he says, you know why it's not a problem? It's because on Shabbos, the person is passive, b'sheva al tase, and there's no way to violate the malachas of Shabbos, b'sheva al tase. According to the answer of the Nebuki Yosef, the assumption, the premise is that if there were to be malacha happening on Shabbos, that would be a problem. It's just that we consider the malacha to be happening on Erev Shabbos. It's front-loaded. Whereas according to Rav Soloveitchik, it's not a problem that malacha is theoretically happening on Shabbos in some kind of objective standard. It's the problem that somebody right now would be doing malacha. And in this case, no one's actually doing the malacha. Perhaps the origins of this chakira, this fundamental question, come back to the way that we describe the malachas of Shabbos. The Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, when it enumerates the 39 avos malacha, it says hazorea, v'hachoresh, v'hakotzer, v'hamaamer, the one who plants, the one who plows, the one who harvests, the one who gathers. But if you look in the Rambam in the seventh parak in Hilchos Shabbos, in Parak Aleph, in Parak Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says these malachos are boim chasrachas. They're 39 ve'elu hein ha charisha, v'ha zriya, v'ha ketzira, v'ha imur, the plowing, the planting, the harvesting. It's out the malacha happening. Perhaps according to the Mishnah, the emphasis on the subjective action, the gavra, the person, whereas according to the Rambam, it's about this reality happening in the world. This chakira is expressed brilliantly and beautifully in the genius work Asva Daraisa, the Heilige Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel passed away 1920 in Vienna, but he was the Av Bezdin of Krakow, a Gaon Adir from Galicia. So in his Asva Daraisa in Klal Yud, he quotes some Achronim who have this question, what is the nature of the Malacha of Shabbos? So some bring a raya that it's an Isra on the Gavra, that the prohibition of Shabbos is subjective, from the fact that he quotes from a Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi distinguishes between matzah gzula, that you cannot be yotzi or mitzvah matzah on Lil Pesach with stolen matzah, versus kriya, where God forbid a person is obligated to tear kriya on a close relative, where that happens on Shabbos, that even though the person is not allowed to be Korea b'Shabbos, but nonetheless, if the person was Korea b'Shabbos, they're Yotzer, they're Chiyav of Kriya. How could it be that they're Yotzi, the Chiyav of Kriya, if they violated Shabbos? So says Rav Yosef Engel in the name of one approach in the Achronim. You know why? Because Shabbos, the Isra is on the Gavra, the person, it's subjective. But the Cheftza, the item itself, that's not, in theory, you know, conceptually violating Shabbos. And that's the difference between that and Matzah. So says Rav Yosef Engel, I'll bring a raya off that the Bavli disagrees from that Yerushalmi, because the Bavli quotes the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Gimel, which is quoted La Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, that you're not allowed to light Havdalah candles, you can't make a bracha on the Neros, on the Avukon, Motzoi Shabbos, of Bori Ma'ori Ha'esh, on Ner She'eliku Ba'akam B'Shabbos. If a Nachri lit a candle on Shabbos, you can't make a bracha on that. Why? Mipnei Shelo Shavas M'Meleches Aveira. It didn't rest from Meleches Aveira. What do you mean? The Nachri is not Metzuvah on Shabbos. Adrabah, if a non-Jew rests on Shabbos fully, they are liable for a punishment from an onus, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Says Rav Yosef Engel, you see from the Gemara on Shabbos in the Bavli that no, the Isra of Shabbos is objective. It's that the world should be at rest. And the Halakha Rav Yosef, Rabbi Shlomo Yosef Zevin, Rav Zevin carries this further in La'or HaHalacha, the same Chakira, and he likes to prove the second side, this idea that Shabbos, that Rabbi Yosef Engel proves from the Yerushalmi, that Shabbos is more of an objective. He quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Shabbos. The Gemara has a case, Shnaim Shol Tziyua, two people who did Malacha, two people who carried out a small item that one of them could have carried out on their own. The Gemara says, it's Potter. Why? The Gemara says in Shabbos Taftal, the Gemara says, Vos Avin Malacha Mi Benayu. A Malacha occurred from between the two of them. So the Gemara says, oh, I have a Gzeres HaKos of Basosa to teach you that Ho'oses Kula V'lo'oses Miktasa. Says Rav Zevin, what's the Shiloh of the Gemara? What's the Havamina? What's this expression? A Malacha was done. But neither of them did the whole Malacha. The answer is, the key is that the Malacha should not have occurred. It shouldn't be done at all. It shouldn't exist. And therefore, there's going to be a problem. Kamash Malon the Pasuk, that no, that's not a violation. One might argue in this, Reb Zevin, and say, no, you see from the Gezeres HaKasav, the Pasuk is teaching you that it's Dafka Din in the Gavra. He brings another Raya, among many in this essay in La'or HaHalacha, from Gemara toward the end of Chulin, Kuftas Vav, where the Gemara says, Lo Sochal Kol To'eva, that's a proof that that's the source that Basa B'Chalav is also. You're not allowed to eat Basa B'Chalav. So the Gemara says, oh, if you're not allowed to eat Basa B'Chalav, because of this pasuk that you did something wrong, maybe you should say that there should be an Issa D'Oraisa on the Malacha of Shabbos that's Nasa, that Shabbos activity which was done. The Gemara says, no, a special Gzeres HaKasav that Maisa Shabbos is not Usur Min HaTorah. So says Rav Zevin, oh, don't you see from there the comparison between Basar B'Cholov, which is clearly an Isser in the Cheftza, it's that the object happened to become Basar B'Cholov even if no person did it that was responsible. If non-Jew cook Basar B'Cholov, it creates Basar B'Cholov, must be that they're similar to an Isser of Shabbos. The truth is we can carry this even further. This discussion goes further in the context of shlichus for a non-Jew. We know that there's an Isser to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So what's the reason for that? Is the reason that Be'etzem, the Nachri, is not supposed to create malacha in the world? Or no, that the Nachri is an extension of me. It's a concept of shlichus la'akam l'chumra. And you'll look in the Acharonim, you'll see there's a lot of different discussion about this. There's a mechilta which sounds like it's based on a pasuk. The Rambam says that it shouldn't be that your Shabbos should be not Shabbostik. Each of these different approaches is reflecting this core question. Is the problem of Shlichus La'akam the fact that a person shouldn't have Malacha being existing and created in the world, or is the problem that it's attributed to me? And there are many, many nafkaminas. We'll close with one, a fascinating one. You know, today we have the potential to record a voice note in America on Friday, and that it will land in someone's phone on Friday night in Israel, it's already Shabbos. Is that permitted? Or vice versa, can somebody send a fax on Motzoi Shabbos and that will arrive in America on Shabbos? This was dealt with in the Tshuvas of Yachal Yisrael, in the first chelek of the Tshuvas of the great former chief rabbi, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita. And in Siman Vav, he discusses this issue and he talks about this whole question about Malach of Shabbos being objective versus subjective. And his conclusion is, Sheladasa Shulchan Aruch, Mutul Asas Malach B'Makom Heter, Af Sheh Totzos Hamalacha Hu B'Makom Isser. You're allowed to do malacha and leave a voice note on Friday in America, even though the totzah of that malacha is going to be taking place in a context where it's already Friday night, where it's already Shabbos. It's true, there are going to be, as he points out, in the context of facts, there are going to be issues with reading a fax that is printed, that spit out in a Shabbos environment. That's going to be a separate Isser. But the Isser itself, it sounds like the general consensus in the Shulchan Aruch is that this is going to be mutter because for me, for the Gavra, where I am, it's not Shabbos. And we can extend this and think about this further in terms of other applications of this din of whether or not Shabbos is a Shvisa, which is local to me, which is my particular Isser in the Gavra, it's subjective, or it's going to be a din objective in terms of the creation of Malacha. So whether that's Amir Eli Yisrael, maybe that's local to Tosef Shabbos, asking a Jew who already accepted Shabbos to do Malacha for me and for who hasn't accepted Shabbos and I accepted Shabbos, something like that, or other kinds of things where you can break it up. It's also similar to discussions in Hilchos Pesach, where I'm in a place where it's not yet Shabbos and not yet Pesach, but my chametz is somewhere where it is. All these kinds of questions are based on this same core chakira. Is the Isser or Malacha, is the restriction objective? It's a din that the world should rest? Or is it that I, as a gavra, I should make sure that I'm not doing anything which is violating the rest for me personally on Shabbos?